Rick Tepker says Oklahoma's made quite an impression on the U.S. Supreme Court. It might be hard, for some, to be proud of the state's role in some of those cases, like 1942's Skinner versus Oklahoma.
That concerned an Oklahoma statute that said if you were convicted of three felonies involving crimes against morality, you would be sterilized. And then they had an odd statutory definition of what offenses qualified.
In 1930s Oklahoma, theft and robbery could be considered crimes involving moral turpitude, and three-time offenders like defendant Jack T. Skinner could be deemed habitual criminals and sterilized in an effort to weed out the criminal element. But other types of stealing, like embezzlement, were exempt from the Habitual Offender Act. Oklahoma's law was ruled unconstitutional, and Tepker says the case helped dismantle state-sponsored eugenics.
So Skinner versus Oklahoma helped erase that heritage, and for that, I suppose, the court is grateful for Oklahoma supplying the opportunity, but probably not very positively inclined to the politics that led to the legislation.
Tepker is a professor at the University of Oklahoma Law School. His desk is located behind a large pole that bisects his office. When he sits there, you can't see him from the doorway. Tepker is unassuming, and this is an advantage. He speaks softly and with precision. You're forced to pay attention. He talks about other key Oklahoma Supreme Court cases, like Gwen versus the United States, a voter rights case that voided a grandfather clause
adopted in the state constitution, which said you didn't have to take a literacy test if your grandfather could vote. Well, of course, at that time, the only people who had grandfathers who were voting were white people.
Tepker teaches constitutional law and courses in labor and employment law. He's an understated scholar, but Tepker has the uncanny ability to make footnotes seem fascinating, even to an academic lightweight like myself. But his voice changes when he talks about one case.
Thompson versus Oklahoma, 1988.
This was Tepker's case, and he argued it in front of the Supreme Court. To him, it's not a legal brief. It's about the life of a boy.
It's the first case in an American jurisdiction which overturns a death sentence of someone who was too young at the time of the crime.
William Wayne Thompson was 15 years old when he was convicted of brutally murdering his brother-in-law, who had been physically abusing Thompson's sister. Thompson was young, but he had a violent criminal past. He was tried as an adult, convicted of first-degree murder, and sentenced to death. Professor Tepker's Supreme Court case...
It was a big deal, and it was nerve-wracking.
For Tepker, the fight was philosophical. He's against the death penalty. But it was personal, too. Tepker had a whole team to help fight for the cause.
And a cause involving a larger number of people. And I was a client for one boy.
Tepker remembers getting the call. It was in June of the last day of the Supreme Court's term, 25 years ago.
Relief.
He won.
Big relief. And then I called my client.
His client, William Thompson, is no longer on death row, but he's still in prison, and Tepker is still his attorney. Tepker was victorious at the Supreme Court, but he's still trying to help his client win a parole hearing.
In almost every way, his existence in prison is better than his existence as a young boy in Chickasha, Oklahoma, which is a commentary into itself.
For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.